The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Thanks, and you, Kay?
All right, thank you. Let's start off talking about the United States. They're about to cut funding to UNRWA.
Well, this has been a discussion long in the making, and a decision has been made to cut UNRWA's funding. And it's quite a dramatic announcement. And some are saying that could this be yet another movement by the Trump administration to try and force the Palestinians to the negotiating table. But this, they say, is more of a standalone issue. They say that they are going to end all funding to UNRWA, which is the United Nations Relief Works Agency, which is the agency responsible for Palestinian humanitarian assistance. And the reason for this is that is because they think that the assistance or the funding that is given to UNRWA is grossly misspent and is allowing for tensions to continue to flare up in the region, because they allow or create the space, rather, for the education of hate or incitement, and use their schools and their hospitals as weapon storage facilities. So while there aren't commenting very, very much, the State Department has said that this has been under frequent evaluation and internal discussion. So it's quite a dramatic move, and this follows the moves earlier this year to cut or to start cutting funding to UNRWA, which places the Palestinians in grave financial danger.
All right. Rolene, for anyone who isn't familiar with UNRWA, I mean, the world has how many refugees? I think it's 20 million refugees. Of that, there is, for example, the United Nations Agency for Refugees, and then the Palestinians have a separate one, which is called UNRWA. Why do they have something separate? Why are they not counted amongst the world's refugees?
And this is also why we are seeing movement, and it, you know, it leads me to the next topic, which is why the United States also want to take the right of return off the table, because they say that, you know, it's not the
right of return for who?
United Nations Relief Works Agency was actually established in 1949 after the 1948 War of Independence, and this was to operate schools and provide healthcare and other social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. And, you know, it's been decided now that, you know, generations later, perhaps, you know, they're not refugees anymore, which is also why the United States is seriously considering and will probably move the issue of right of return off the negotiating table.
All right. Can you just clarify right of return for whom?
The right of return for Palestinians. One of the big roadblocks to a settlement for two states is the issue of the right of return, which is the demand that millions of Palestinian refugee descendants be allowed to return to what they refer to as their ancestors' homes inside Israel. Okay. Now, this definition of refugee only applies to Palestinians and not to any other refugee group in the world, which is also why the United States is considering cutting or will cut their funding completely to UNRWA, because it distinguishes them from other refugees around the world, and that's not fair. Netanyahu has said perhaps the aid should go to the General High Commission for Refugees, so that all refugees receive this kind of aid. So I think that this is going to be a very, very contentious issue moving forward. The United States State Department, they say their estimated figure puts well below 50,000 as the number of Palestinians who can claim to be refugees or have refugee status, not more than 5 million, which is what UNRWA advocates and say that that's why they need their funding.
Interesting. All right. Let's see what happens with that. Rolene, two Spanish cities have reversed boycotts of Israel. Tell us about this. Which cities?
Well, Kathy, if I could roll my R's properly, I would say arriba, but seeing that I can't do it, I'm just going to say kola kavod to these two municipalities in Spain that have decided to rescind their motions to endorse the BDS or the campaign to boycott Israel. And this is following legal action by a Madrid-based organization that says, you know, they are devoted to the defending of the Jewish state. So the city council of Villarrobledo, which is a city of about 25,000, very, very close to Madrid, has scrapped their motion passed in April that declared the municipality part of the BDS movement against Israel. And the other city is the city of Sagunto, the city council of Sagunto, which is also quite near Madrid and very, very close to the port city of Valencia. And these two cities have, because of a motion filed by a group called ACOM, which is this group that advocates for Israel, they have decided to reverse their decisions. They have passed their motion on June the 26th, declaring a space free of Israeli apartheid. And the reversal followed a warning by the advocacy group ACOM that failure to scrap the motion would result in legal action. And the Spanish Supreme Court have voided more than a dozen motions passed by municipalities in support of BDS. So this is a very, very positive move indeed.
Rolene, that's where we leave it tonight. Thank you so much. And I believe you'll be in studio with us tomorrow.
I will be in studio with you tomorrow. I mean, I know Thursdays are a very special day, Kathy.
She's coming for the alcohol. She's coming. No, no, we'll just leave it right there. And Mike goes off. Yeah, she's coming for
the very special.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She, yeah, goodbye, Rolene. Goodbye. Good night. She's coming for the alcohol.
And she's so small. How much can she drink?
A lot.
Half a glass.
She lives in the Middle East. They call her Occupy a Barbie. She can drink a lot, let me just tell you.